This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin has won the majority of votes in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time in a historic win. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
The Sinn Féin party secured more seats than any other party in Northern Ireland in the recent UK local elections. Their victory sees them surpass the Democratic Unionist Party, which has dominated Northern Ireland's legislature for two decades. As a result, Sinn Féin is entitled to the post of First Minister in Belfast for the first time since Northern Ireland was founded as a Protestant-majority state in 1921. The victory is a milestone for Sinn Féin, which has long been connected to the Irish Republican Army known as the IRA. The IRA was a paramilitary group that used bombs and bullets to attempt to take Northern Ireland out of the UK. Karen Chamas, London.
Rescuers in Cuba's capital are desperately searching for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th century hotel did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. On Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 people injured. The dead included four children and a pregnant woman. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remain missing. You're listening to VOA News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban announced Saturday that an all-covering head-to-toe burqa will be mandatory in public for women. It's the latest in a set of curbs the Islamist group has imposed on women's rights in 9 months since returning to power. The Taliban said in a statement that a woman's male guardian, such as her father, brother, or husband, would receive a warning if a woman did not cover her face outside the home. The next step would be imprisonment of the male relative. The ministry just stated that female government employees will be dismissed from their jobs if they don't cover their faces. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said it was deeply concerned with Saturday's decision by the Taliban. Ukraine's armed forces on Saturday released footage said to show a Russian landing ship being destroyed near Snake Island. It's a small island under Russian control in the Black Sea. The Ukrainian army said a missile launched from a Ukrainian drone destroyed the Russian warship. The Ukrainian defense ministry said an armed drone also destroyed a missile defense system on the island. Snake Island is located 160 kilometers south of the Ukrainian port of Odessa. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden has been visiting with Ukrainian women and children who've fled the war in their country to neighboring Romania. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
At a school in Bucharest, the First Lady saw how teachers are helping some of the approximately 900,000 refugees who have fled to Romania since Russia invaded Ukraine, telling reporters later,
"Teachers are the glue that help these kids deal with their trauma and deal with the emotion."
As the children drew pictures, Biden noticed one girl who told her she didn't want to draw.
She was so withdrawn.
The girl's mother told Biden of a harrowing escape after being holed up in a cramped, cold basement.
"They just put all those pieces together about the little girl, the trauma she felt."
Biden also praised the Romanian government and relief organizations for the aid they're providing.
"I think this is really, unfortunately, just the beginning. Just the beginning."
I'm Ben Thomas.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders will have a virtual meeting Sunday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The United Nations Security Council adopted a unanimous resolution Friday in support of a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Ukraine. It was the first such statement from the Security Council since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. And once again, recapping our top story this hour, the Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin has won the majority of votes in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time. It's a historic win. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.